Thousands of workers in Pennsylvania manufacturing, agriculture, and other industries deemed essential have expressed interest in receiving the coronavirus vaccine. But a recent expansion of who's currently eligible in Pennsylvania could make the wait time for these workers even longer.
Chris Alonzo's Chester County Mushroom Farm has operated throughout the pandemic. He says his 160 workers, mostly Latino immigrants, have masked up and come ready to work, even at the height of coronavirus transmissions, putting members of their multi-generational homes and tight-knit communities at risk. Alonzo says many of his workers distrust the U.S. medical system and are unsure how to navigate it. He launched an education campaign, complete with bilingual flyers, figuring he'd have to sell the coronavirus vaccine as a way to protect themselves.
But what happened is probably 90% of our workers want the vaccine and they want it as quickly as possible.
However, it's not clear when Alonzo's workers will actually get them.
And the challenging thing is that when I start to educate our workers about it, then of course the next question is, great, I want it, when can I get it? And I have to say 1 week to 3 months from now, because we really don't know.
At the end of January, Pennsylvania expanded the first wave of vaccinations to include people over 65 and those with underlying health conditions who are more likely to die from infection. The problem is, no additional supply of vaccines came with the announcement. So that means those in the first wave will not have vaccines immediately available to them, and essential workers in the second wave, like those at Alonzo's Mushroom Farm, will also have to wait. The health department says the state expects the supply of vaccines to increase as pharmaceutical companies move forward in the process of federal approval. Still, Alonzo worries about what could happen to his workers the longer they wait, especially with the presence of new COVID-19 variants in the region.
They could infect their grandparents. You know, other people are going to work in other communities and other industries, and there's a chance for cross-infection. And then the Hispanic community is tight-knit, so if someone does get coronavirus, there's a chance of it spreading.
While the state urges patience, Guy Shiraki, president and CEO of the Chester County Chamber of Business and Industry, says businesses are ready to advocate for their employees. Hima Nakandi, WHYY News.